And now it's time for your daily pet talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
There ain't nothing behind that's worth turning back for. I'll be proud of you no matter where you've been, even if you look behind and fall again. We all grow now and then, now and then.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning to you. It's Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And yes, it is. It is Halloween today. So just in case you were wondering, I'm dressed up as a Georgia fan this morning. And if you like the sound of these voices, I do too. They really, I just love it. Well, I'm thrilled this morning to have in the studio with us some special guests. The Lovin' Brothers are here from Nashville, Tennessee, y'all. How about that? Michael's here. Josh is here. They are triplets. The third one's not here. Not sure why. But we've got two out of three important. Ain't bad, right?
Yeah. I mean, we already said this outside, but there's two of us. That's plenty.
Okay.
You don't need to see all three.
It's too early for three. Okay.
Yeah. I feel like y'all did us dirty. Like, we came to Florida from Nashville.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, I can pack t-shirts.
Oops. Last week, but welcome to Florida. You never know what you're going to get. Also in the studio today, we have Scott Herring is with us and Tristan Rodriguez, all part of the cast of the show The Luck that will be opening next weekend at Penn Arts. I'm super excited about this. This is all part of the Foo Foo Festival, which kicked off yesterday. And what's neat about the Foo Foo Festival is we have so many extraordinary arts organizations here in Pensacola. And they all have great ambitions and great ideas, but sometimes some of these great ideas, it's hard to find the funding. So the beautiful thing about Foo Foo Festival, if you're not familiar, is that the festival gets its money from the TDC, which is our Tourist Development Council. It's those tax dollars from all those tourists that come in throughout the year. And so now we're putting their money to good use because the Foo Foo Festival does grants, and then the grants go to special projects. So this is a very special project from Penn Arts. Christine is the executive director there, so a shout out to her. She has done a beautiful job of pulling all of this together. So now I'm going to shut up and I'm going to let these guys talk about the show. So Scott, I'm going to start with you. Scott Herring.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Get close to the mic, Scott, right
we've
there.
Known, yeah. We've known each other too long. So
yes,
that's
we go way
yeah,
back.
Yeah, we
so.
Go, yes, we do.
Even closer, my friend.
There even
you,
closer, okay.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. All right, so tell me a little bit about the show and how this all came together.
Well, I'll tell you how it all came together. I mean, auditions.
Yes, that's the first step.
And thank God I got cast. So,
yeah.
Because I'm very happy and very excited about this show.
What's the story of the show? I mean, what is it about? It's called The Luck.
It's called The Luck, and it is an original piece by the Lovin' Brothers. And basically, to put it into a nutshell, is that these gold miners in the late part of the California Gold Rush, a woman dies at childbirth, and they decide to raise this baby that they name The Luck.
Oh.
And the story just kind of takes off from there, and it's a beautiful, poignant, I mean, it's got some great humor, it's got beautiful tunes, and
so it's all original music by the Lovin' Brothers.
It's all original music, and it is a story of hope. And we need a lot of that today. But that's what it is. It is really a story of hope.
Okay. So yeah. What is your role, Scott?
My role, I play Manowar Jack, who they describe as a... okay, I'll give you the description from the script because I went to... It is a British seafaring man. And so, yes, we do have a bit of the seafaring in us when I with the character. So it is a lot of fun. It's a great character. I'm having a great time with it. And I have a very wonderful tune that they wrote called The Saucy Arethusa.
You know.
And, and it is saucy. So.
Oh, so we can't do that one on the air, huh?
No, it's just saucy. It is not PG-13.
Okay, so, we'll have to go to the show.
Anyone can see it.
I love that. Well, I love your beard. He's sporting a beard, which I haven't seen before.
I have sported a beard for this show. So I am normally very clean shaven.
I love it.
Much appreciated.
All right. Great beard. So Tristan Rodriguez is also here. So Tristan, tell me about your role and how you got involved with this show.
Hi. My character's name is Sandy Tipton. I am somewhat of the minor antagonist of the story.
Oh, wait a minute. Is there such a thing as a minor antagonist, or do you mean minor as in age?
All three, actually. Okay. You'd be surprised. I'm the youngest in the camp. I am a gold miner.
Okay.
And just for a little while there, I'm a bit of a mean guy.
So you're a gold miner and you come into contact with the luck?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Now the plot thickens.
Yep.
Everyone's
really excited for this baby. They want to take care of it. I mean, at first there's a little discourse and whatnot, but initially they're gunning for it. Like, yeah, we're gonna raise him right. I'm like, nah.
Why would we do that? Oh, I see. So that's how it's gonna go. Okay, very interesting. All right, so let's switch over to the Lubbin brothers. I want to hear a little bit about your story. I did cheat a little bit. I had to go online and find out more about you.
It's allowed.
But you're originally from Iowa, correct?
Yeah.
And then y'all are living in Nashville now?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, our music brought us there.
Yeah.
We lived in West Palm Beach, Florida for about 10 years, and that's actually when we got connected to Pensacola, which ironically is closer from Nashville than it is from West Palm Beach. So.
Okay. Well, see, people get confused. They say, I'm coming down to Miami for a vacation. Can I stop by for a visit? I'm kind of, 8-9 hours away, maybe. Yeah, exactly. It's not quite the same.
Yeah, but I mean, we got inspired with folk music growing up in Iowa because we would go to all these outdoor concerts and all that, but we started classical music training when we were 5.
Wow. And when you say classical music, piano?
Yeah,
or
piano and violin.
No kidding.
Yeah. And then we self-taught ourselves the folk instruments around age 10.
Wow. Yeah.
And we studied undergrad in South Florida.
Uh-huh.
And we got really connected to the theater scene then, writing musicals and other things. But we performed classically a lot through college, but then our band was getting a lot more gigs than our classical music.
Okay. So. And what type of music does the band play?
It's all original folk music. So acoustic based. So,
nice.
You know, banjo, guitar.
Like the song
violin.
We just heard.
Yeah,
that was
exactly.
One of their originals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we do a lot of vocal harmony because, well, we began singing in harmony because our very first professional gig for a festival was when we were about 14 or 15. And like a week before the festival, they called us and said, oh, we're really excited for you guys to play. We can't wait to hear you sing. And we're like, oh, well, we don't sing. We're an instrumental band. And like, well, you have to sing. It's a festival. And so we're like, okay, fine, we'll sing. Because we were singing all the time. We just were terrified of singing in public. Mm-hmm. So like, well, the only way we're going to sing is if we all sing at the same time.
There you go.
So we just sang literally all of our songs in 3-part harmony, never did a single solo.
Oh,
and then
we finally
got the confidence to start singing solos as we matured. So,
oh my gosh, that's fantastic.
And as you can hear on the air as well, our voices are almost identical. Micah's is a bit lower because
you've got great resonance. I hear sounds great. Just the way he talks makes
register,
me.
But.
So you got started. You started with the band. You've been doing this singing and folk music and all that kind of stuff. But you've been around. I mean, I was looking at online. Y'all have been. You're in Nashville. But tell us about some of the venues you've played. I mean, you are up and coming, if not already there.
Yeah. Well, we've been really happy. We've been in Nashville just a year now. But one of the big spots we just hit was the Bluebird Cafe, which is
legendary.
Mm-hmm. That was really fun. It sells out in 5 minutes and. It's just very cool place to play and people to really listen to your songwriting because it's a huge focus on songwriting. And,
mm-hmm.
I mean, we've played it in other festivals and stuff. We did a lot of Florida venues before we moved out, like the Florida Folk Festival. We headlined that.
Mm-hmm. And you were here before, I understand.
Yeah, Radio
Live. One of our coolest gigs in multiple meanings is we did the Gardens Hockey Arena up in War Road. It was like
Minnesota.
Yeah. War Road, Minnesota.
Meaning cool, literally.
Yeah, we were literally in the middle of the arena on the ice.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, it was 40 degrees.
Oh my God.
And so before we got on, we're just standing with, little warming packets trying to keep our fingers from freezing over.
Oh my gosh.
That was amazing. So we've done stuff like that with huge arenas but most of the time we're playing like more intimate theaters and performing arts centers. Our music is very story driven, as is, which makes sense as musical writers. Yeah. I was explaining this when we were on the air yesterday, but I think one thing we love about writing musicals is when we do a concert, we have like these little 3 to 5 minute sound clips for songs where we basically have to pack everything into a single song. And then you're already moving on to another song and another idea. And no matter how connected thematically, you're still trying to take your audience in a different direction.
Right.
What's amazing about writing a musical is you have an hour and a half at your disposal to tell one story. And you have all these characters that are bringing to life all these different elements of your story. And it's really, as a writer, it's amazing to see it come to life, but you really take a back seat. Now, you've written the thing and you hope it works, but then it's their story now.
Right.
And it's amazing to see what these guys bring to the show, because we have this, we said a British seafaring guy, sure. that is three words on a page, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what he brings to it is character and story in a life that we wouldn't have anticipated.
I love it.
You know, we're same with Tipton.
Hold that thought. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back with the Lovin' Brothers, Tristan and Scott, all part of the cast for The Luck, which is being performed at Penn Arts next weekend. So don't go away. We've got more to tell you all about the show on Pep Talk. And if you got a question, 850-437-1620. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. So excited to have in the studio the cast from The Luck, which is being performed at Penn Arts next weekend, all part of the big Foo Foo Festival that kicked off this week. We have the Lovin' Brothers who are here. These guys are celebrities, y'all. We are so excited to have them here from Nashville. They are folk artists and have been performing for some time, so I'm super excited that y'all are here. Plus two cast members, Tristan Rodriguez and Scott Herring, playing characters in this play. And this was written by the Lovin' Brothers, correct?
That's right.
So we were talking before the break just about the opportunity to create a story and see it come to life. And I loved what you said. I'm an actress and I love theater. So I loved what you said about you have those words, but it's not until that actor looks at the words and then brings them to life. It really is an extraordinary experience.
So why didn't you audition for our show? It's okay.
Wait, bring another one in and I will.
There you go. You got it.
See, now that I know somebody, see, it's all about who you know,
you got
right?
This right.
Yeah, that's right.
The sequel.
So you were saying about that, but talk about what has this been experience like for you here in Pensacola?
Well, it's been great. I mean, we knew Christine from, actually, we met her in South Florida. She choreographed a show that we were an onstage band for.
Oh, cool.
So we already really respected the work that she did. And she reached out to us because she heard we had been writing a show. I mean, we've written multiple shows, but this one had been workshopped the longest. And working with her is amazing. I mean, she's incredible at getting the best out of people and bringing stuff to life. And what she's doing with her theater, we really respect. I mean, it's like an outreach as well, the power of art to bring people together. It's like what we stand for as a band. Mm-hmm. We really believe in creating community, telling stories, and trying to bring redemption into a broken world. And we feel like she does that really well. And so the partnership has been really, really good.
Well, we're talking about Christine Kellogg. She's the founder of Penn Arts, and they are located at the Gordon Theater on DeVillers Street. I've had a chance to get to know Christine, and she prides herself on being a professional theater. So the work is always high caliber. The people that they bring in to do the shows do get paid, which is unique in a small community. Yeah. But also, because of that, there's a level or quality to the shows. Every time I've gone, I've been so impressed by the quality of the work, the choreography. And the space itself, if you've never been there, is an intimate theater. So as an audience member, you really feel like you're part of this experience, the production, the world that they're creating. So Christine, hats off to you. I hope you're listening this morning because we all are so proud of you and what you've brought to Pensacola.
Yes,
and thank you, Foo Foo Festival, for sponsoring and providing the money so we could bring the Lovin' Brothers here. So I want to hear a little bit more about your journey and what you all are doing now and what comes next.
Yeah, I mean, this is a huge deal for us. Like, we love performing and touring, and we're going to be on the road a lot over the next year, especially. But this is something that we started. We had a university premiere back in 2018, and so we started writing this about 10 years ago.
Wow.
Is actually the 7-year anniversary of that premiere this month.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It's wild, the timing of it. But yeah, we've actually got a number of musicals that we're workshopping, and we've got one that'll be premiering next month or next year around Christmas time.
Oh my goodness, where's that going to be? You know,
that's going to be down in South Florida.
Okay. Yeah. We could take a road trip.
Yeah, there you go. We'll definitely keep all of our fans up here posted as well.
Yes.
But, you know, with a musical, it's interesting because what we've written and what we're presenting, we're really proud of. And we're sure, though, with any musical, you feel like you're just, it's always being written as it's being performed. So the next thing for us is locating the next theater that's going to be a good fit for the show and just seeing where we can take it next. Our hope is that this show will continue to be performed throughout the country at other locations. And
Is this the premiere for the show?
This is the professional world premiere.
Oh, that's good. I just got goosebumps.
Super excited.
That's fantastic. Yes, yeah. That's fantastic.
I mean, that's another thing that I think is wild. And for anyone that's listening, you can always go and hear Sound of Music. You can go and hear Oklahoma. You can go and hear all these wonderful shows. Wicked is going to be running forever. But you only get one chance to see the premiere of a show. And you never know where it's going to go.
That's so true.
We hope that this lives on for years and years, and it might. You never know. This might be your one chance to hear the show. And that's a really powerful thing. And another thing that we love about having these guys here supporting it is they're part of this very first chapter. You don't know where the show could go, or they might be in the role for years down the road.
Oh, that's right. The two actors, that's a possibility. That's a possibility. All right, we got to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with the cast of The Luck at Penn Arts. And this is Pep Talk. Welcome back to Pep Talk with Meg. This is the time to get your tickets because there's only a few left to see The Luck at Penn Arts at the Gordon. The tickets to the show will be next Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Tickets are $20, and this is the Gordon Community Arts Center, and you can go online to find those tickets. Only $20. I understand there's just a few left now, correct?
Saturday night is
the only available night, and I think last time we checked, there were 6 tickets left.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Okay, so you
better
heard it right
quick.
Here. So we've been talking with the Lubbin Brothers, who are the band in and of themselves, who travel all over the country and are living in Nashville right now, and they wrote this musical. And we have the two actors here, Tristan Rodriguez, Scott Herring, playing key roles in the show.
Well, it is an ensemble piece.
It is an ensemble piece.
I don't want to put anyone on top.
Oh, okay. Now, do you guys sing in the show?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have a song?
Oh, yeah.
Want to sing?
Sure.
Put him on the spot right now. Okay, you got a couple minutes. Here you go. Ready?
All right. I guess I'll do my solo.
Do it.
You've got to know what you want and do it today. You just step over anybody who stands in your way. You don't get strong by tagging along. You've got to know what you want and do it today.
Woohoo! Nice.
Yes, very
off
nice.
The cuff in the first thing in the morning. Wow, Tristan.
I would not be hitting high G's this early.
That was awesome.
Thanks to the radio's coffee.
There you go. Do you have a scruffy? Do you have a salty song that you sing?
Do I have a salty song?
Yes.
Yes, I do.
Okay, just a couple lines.
Come all ye jolly sailors bold, whose hearts are cast in honor's mold. I forgot the lyrics, but I am told it'll be next Saturday night if you need tickets.
There you go. Beautiful. All right. Congratulations on the show. Thank you, Christine and Kellogg, for bringing this exquisite musical to our community. Penn Arts at the Gordon. The Lovin' Brothers are here, Michael and Josh. Thank you guys for getting up early and coming in the studio and bringing this to Pensacola. We're so excited. The tickets are $20. You can get them online at pennarts.org. Anything else we haven't said? We got about a minute left, guys.
I would say go ahead and check out our Spotify because we are releasing new music every single month. I do all of our production, so like recording, mixing, and mastering, and we get new
music. That'll give you a good taste of the flavor of the show.
Yeah. I listened to it last night and got some beautiful. I love your music. And you were on WSRE Studio Amped, I believe, before, and you were here performed at the Great Gulf Coast Arts Festival.
Yes, man.
So it's the Lubbin Brothers, Lubben.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
All right. The Luck is going to be next weekend at the Penn Arts at the Gordon Theater. We hope y'all get out to see it. Thank you so much, y'all, for coming in today.
You.
This was a pleasure.
Thank you.